I was driving to work this week past Hawk Ridge when suddenly I noticed a northern shrike sitting atop one of the pine trees lining Glenwood Street. It was actively hunting. There wasn't another bird within view at all, and as my car approached, it took off toward my neighborhood down below, focused on procuring a breakfast of champions, maybe a chickadee or a red-breasted nuthatch. Shrikes are nicknamed butcher birds for their unique method of hanging their carcasses on thorns or barbs. They're the only songbirds that live entirely as predators, and though their beak has an effective killing tip, they lack powerful talons and are significantly smaller than robins. Shrikes get their meals by stealth, quickness, and the kind of feisty determination that allows them to kill birds weighing a good 20% more than the shrike itself. They survey their hunting area from atop a tree, their sparkling white plumage a dead giveaway. This habit gives the northern shrike its scientific name, Lanius excubitor, which means butcher watchman. Shrikes are pretty conspicuous up there, and so naturally other birds do their best to stay well out of view. But shrikes are masters of detecting birds and mice even when the prey animal is frozen in position. They grab and kill mice, insects, and most other prey with their beak, but they use their feet quite a bit in grabbing, killing, and even carrying birds, able to lug prey as large as blue jays and pine grosbeaks to a feeding perch. There's even a report of one carrying a rock pigeon more than 50 meters. Over the years, I've seen very few shrike kills, especially relative to the number of shrikes I've seen. After little birds notice a shrike about, they grow very wary, and the shrike's chances of catching them diminish. So wintering shrikes very seldom remain in the same area for long. A couple of times I've seen a shrike feeding on a newly killed bird as a cloud of chickadees and other birds darted at its head, scolding wildly. But chickadees aren't stupid. As the shrike got close to finishing its gruesome meal, the little birds scattered. Shrikes can't count on killing fresh meat from day to day, so when hunting is good, they squirrel away anything they can't eat. That's where that habit of sticking their meals on thorns or wedged in branches originated. Shrikes are small enough with a high enough metabolic rate that they simply cannot survive for more than a day or two without feeding. Particularly in morning after a long cold winter's night, those food caches can be critical in getting them necessary calories for survival. However, when hunting is good, they may end up killing more than they'll ever eat, and stored prey items are often taken by other animals. And prey items, especially larger ones, can become frozen solid, impossible for the shrike to then feed on. In Sweden, about half their prey is never eaten. Something in humans, even a lot of hunters, recoils at the thought of wild predators, especially ones like shrikes that take more than seems necessary. But I would bet Dick Cheney never ate all of the 80 pheasants and an undisclosed number of mallards that he shot in a single day at a game farm, and people whose power has gone out end up throwing away a lot of meat. Sometimes it strikes me that the birds we humans most dislike are usually the ones that are most like us. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.